everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Reef Talk Podcast. We have a very special episode because we have not only a couples episode, which I promised you many, many moons ago, we have, it is our straight couples, and you've heard both of the guys on several podcasts. One in particular you've heard many times. It is John. Welcome back, John.
Hey, Tim. Thanks. Thanks for having us back.
You're welcome. And you have your wife, Lisa, with you.
Hello.
Glad to have you here. It is good to talk to the other side of the coin, as it should so say. But welcome, both of you, from lovely Chicago. And then we have Andrew, which who you've heard a couple times. Welcome back.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Good. And your wife, Amanda, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much.
Thank you all for coming here. So you are two very interesting women to me because a lot of our readers and listeners have wives who just don't get the underwear thing. They either don't want their husband to wear it or they think, oh, what is that? No, no, no. A man's supposed to wear boxers or boxer briefs. So I have to ask, we'll start with Lisa. When did you first discover John's interest in underwear?
Well, the first time that he stayed over and I saw his, what you'd call, bikini hair on, I was like, oh, that's cool, because he's got a really nice butt. So that was really impressed me, and it didn't even faze me. It was cool. It was nice. It was the first time that I'd seen that on a guy. So all my other people have been in boxers. So this was different, and it shaped him very nicely. And yeah, it was good.
And what did you think of the night, John? What were you excited, worried? What was going through your mind?
Just how beautiful this woman was standing in front of me.
Hey, that works.
Well, he has a confidence about him with it. I don't even think you were fazed by the fact of what you were wearing.
And no, it didn't even occur to me.
Did you guys talk about it at all, or was it just kind of just an unknown or unsaid, you know, opinion?
I think it was just kind of like an unknown opinion. I just, you know, this is just what I wore, and I wanted her to accept me who I was. So I wasn't really thinking about the underwear in the moment, so nice, to speak, and what her reaction was going to be. It's like, well, I'm just going to, she's going to see me in it, and let's just see where it goes.
Awesome.
That's great.
And what about you, Amanda? When did you discover Andrew's,
oh gosh,
underwear that was not the normal underwear most guys wear?
Our history is long. We dated in high school, and we're the only person each other has ever been with. Like, we're high school sweethearts. And that certainly wasn't his norm then. Mm-hmm. And I know that, like, for a long time, like, underwear has always been, like, an important thing to him. But the way that he used to express that was to actually buy things for me, which was great and lovely. But I'm probably like the biggest disappointment ever because I really just value comfort over anything else. So like, you know, there was like tension for a little while, you know, because he would bring things to me and I'd be like, well, this is great, but like, I can't wear this for like a regular day because it's not comfortable, you know, like it's not practical for whatever clothes I was wearing. And I'm sure he just got like frustrated with me over time. But anyway, we've been married now for 15 and a half years. Nice. And I think like several years ago, the, you know, his underwear choices started just becoming more, I don't know, bold. Like, and at first it was just like in colors or like flashier waistbands and things like that. You know, or he would be like really specific about like brands or where he got them. And I just thought like, who cares? You know, obviously worst wife ever. It's okay. it was really interesting. Well, then over the last couple of years, the styles like started really shifting a lot. And I was, to be completely transparent, I mean, he knows this, but I was like a little bit nervous.
Yes.
'Cause we were, I mean, to put it like bluntly, we were raised in a very like sort of fundamentalist, evangelical type, you know, background. And you just don't do those types of things. Like, mm-hmm. and so I was getting a little bit like nervous because of course you're always told like, you know, straight guys or whatever they don't wear this stuff. Like mm-hmm. they don't, you know, and so I was like, okay, but like also it was confusing because, you know, he never lost any interest in me and we have four kids. Like, so clearly we know what's up. Yeah. You know, I was just like really kind of confused and I don't know, but then they just kept coming, like these pairs just kept coming and I was like, all right, you know. And so like he would say, I just really like them, they're comfortable, they make me feel, you know, sexy and attractive. And you know, I was like, yeah, that's fair, like that's totally great because I'm okay with that, you know. But there was always this part of me that like wondered, you know, in the back of my mind, is there something else like going on here?
Like, is he gay?
I mean, yeah.
Or something like that.
But also I was like, it didn't really make a lot of sense. Like I don't know. And so, like 2 summers ago, yeah, we were just on like a little anniversary trip going to Chicago and like we're driving there and he just like blurts out like, I have to tell you something. And I'm like, okay. Wow. Like, oh God, like what? You know, and he was like, I don't remember how you phrased it, but like in my mind I heard like, I'm actually kind of a big deal in like the online underwear community. And I was like, what? Like, I have no idea what he was talking about. You know, he proceeds to tell me that he's got like a Twitter, Instagram, whatever mm-hmm. it was, you know, and he rates like underwear and he gives reviews and like companies send him pairs. And I was just like, I was like drowning in all this new information. And I remember getting really quiet and I was like, you know, this like explains a lot, but also, is there anything else you need to tell me? And he like, you know, he intuited what I meant and was just like, oh no, like I only have eyes for you, babe. And so, I mean, it set my mind at ease a lot. And honestly, once that, like, because I've always been kind of insecure, like, about myself in that way. So, like, once that was answered, and it was like, no, like, it's really just the underwear. And, you know, he started explaining to me all of the sort of, like, stigma and mm-hmm. whatnot that's attached to, you know, straight men, you know, wearing these styles of underwear. I just couldn't help but get kind of livid because it's like, it's material and it's yep. a garment and it's your personal choice. And if it makes you feel sexy, great. Like if you want to wear it, great. Because as a woman with a really strong personality, I get really pissed when somebody tries to put me in some sort of a box and yep. say like, I can't wear this or do that or speak my mind or be in charge of a man or whatever. Like, and so the more I thought on it, the more it was really cool to me that this was something that he was confident about. And I, you know, my one question was, okay, so I said, I'm only a little nervous because like, what are you going to say like someday when we're in church or like with our friends and you like bend down and they like catch a full view of like your thong or you're like completely backless, you know, whatever style of underwear. And he was like, you know, that's kind of the sort of the risky part of it. Like that's kind of sort of a turn on just like, you know, knowing that I look good and like, you know, it's kind of a hidden thing. And he's like, but honestly, I would just tell him like, hey, you're missing out. Like mm-hmm. these are comfortable and you know, you shouldn't judge it until you've tried it. Yeah. And that honestly set me so at ease just to know that he was at ease in his own skin and his own choices put me at ease.
Yep. Yep.
So
that's, I forgot that you guys were, he told me that, but he forgot you were high school sweethearts. And then he grew into the underwear habit.
Correct.
Before, unlike John and Lisa, is right. figured out. So that's a different journey.
It is. It is. And I mean, you know, marriage in general is just such a journey like that. You know, your tastes change. Like certainly my tastes have changed on things over time. And, you know, it's like learning to, you know, just continue to love the person that you know, that you have mm-hmm. and realizing that like everyone's tastes are going to change and that's okay. As long as their tastes in you
stay the same.
But
so how nervous were you on that car ride, Andrew?
Oh, I was very nervous just because I was holding the secret for a while, for a few years. And it just got to the point where I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't want to hold anything from my wife, and I shouldn't hold anything from my wife. And if she truly loves me, which I know she does, you know, I would think that she would, you know, accept it, and I shouldn't hold this back from her. So I went for it, but I was still nervous just because I was just like, well, who knows how she's going to react and how long it might take for her to kind of wrap her head around it, and, you know, those kind of things.
I think, too, like, for me to hear that, you know, there was a struggle of feeling like, okay, why did you hide this from me? You know, and I had to kind of examine in myself, you know, is there a reason that he wouldn't tell me? Like, is there something in me that would have, you know, made him nervous to tell me, like, I wouldn't accept it? And so it started sort of this process of me examining myself and how I, you know, how I judge what other people's choices are just in general.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of a deeper thing. You know, underwear can bring you so many things.
It definitely can.
But yeah, it really kind of points out just how silly we've made these certain categorizations and a framework where people have to fit into certain slots and, you know, dress certain ways or talk certain ways or, you know. And so it just kind of opened up that whole thing for me to say, look, take a step back and realize that, you know, human beings all make different choices and have different preferences. And there's no reason for it to be like a stigmatized thing or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it boils down to two things that we've discovered on the podcast is one is the overarching masculinity of what is masculine, what is not.
Mm-hmm.
That goes through everything, because if you thong lovers, it's like, how can you be a guy and wear a thong? It's got to be so uncomfortable. And really, those are for women, not for men, when they were really made for men first and women got them later. But you know, people be like, oh, no, you don't fit my mold. So, no, you cannot be a straight man wearing such things.
Right.
And two, it's kind of personal journey where guys think they're the only ones out there who like such things. And because, you know, my goal is we need a men's Victoria's Secret in every mall across the country. But until then, most guys don't really talk underwear or anything remotely about it because, you know, guys don't talk underwear. So I think that was probably part of Andrew's, too, is this is not something you bring up in everyday conversation for most people.
Right.
Unlike myself.
Right. Well, and the thing that's really troubling about it to me is that, you know, we've struggled over this part more than the underwear, but it was just like, I don't like that it has like stolen trust from us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's not fair. And more than anything, like, I would like that, like the stigma and the, all that to go away because men shouldn't feel like they have to hide it because that creates that sort of rocky foundation of like, what is he hiding from me? Yeah. Like, what is, and it wasn't that the underwear was hiding, obviously, but like, but just, you know, this idea that you know, he likes it. Like, he shouldn't have to hide that from me. Like, he shouldn't have to hide that from anyone. And so, yeah, so that's been kind of an interesting thing too. I would really like it if more guys could be more open about it, particularly with their spouses, because if they aren't, then it's diminishing, you know, sort of the trust that they're building their life on anyway. And it seems like such a stupid thing to, you know, to have it get in the way of your relationship.
Yeah, 100%. So many married men out there tell us stories of their wives don't like it. They have to hide it. They have to wear it when they go out of town. So it's very
That's such a shame.
Different on the straight side, and their wives forbid them to wear it, and we've heard it all over the years.
Well, and the more that I looked at, you know, like advertising, because he started showing me his favorite brands, and, you know, I mean, it was like a whole overwhelm of things, like all at once. But the one thing that I noticed over and over and over was that almost 100% of the advertising was aimed at gay men.
Yep.
And I was like, well, I mean, this is uncomfortable because my man isn't gay, like, can attest, like, he isn't that gay, you know, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but, like, and where's the representation for him?
Yeah.
And so I was like, man, I'd love to see companies start putting out, like, men and women, and they're, like, coordinating you know, things and like pictures of models with their wives, you know, mm-hmm. putting all these styles on display would just be fantastic. And I think would actually promote, like would help other women realize like, oh, like it's not just for gay men. Cause I think that's also a message that's trying to be like crammed down everyone's throat by companies and advertisers.
Well, it kind of does. Yeah. Because that's who openly buys it and then shops for it. So they're starting to change because all of the brand makers see the money
yeah. in
the street market that has not been tapped yet. So
that's what I was going to say. Like, I mean, if they don't put it out there and they don't advertise it this way, they're missing out on an entire group of the population of men.
So they're definitely growing. Definitely growing.
Yeah.
And then Lisa, how do you feel about that? Have you ever worried that, you know, people find out they're going to call John gay or whatever? Has that gone through your mind before?
No, actually not, because prior to me and John meeting, I work with about 13 males in my department, and we've talked about things like this when we go out. And that seems weird, but nice. They were talking about, you know, who are you, boxers, briefs, or this or that. And there's some of the guys that find the bikinis kind of thing to be more comfortable. I don't think anybody brought up thongs. I know some of the females wear thongs. I am more like Amanda, more practical with my choices. But over the years, like John has, you know, had me try different things. I mean, I walked this 20 years ago. I walked into Victoria's Secret. So I'm 6 feet tall. And the girl literally said to me, oh, we don't have anything for you.
Well, it's okay. I have ginormous boobs and they don't have anything for me either. So,
so that gave me a very bad feeling. So I didn't want to walk into that store. And lately we did. And we found some stuff that I love. And I'm falling in love with that. It's comfortable and it's still sexy and it's silky and it's a variety of things. But back to your question, Tim, I think you said, like, was I scared about it? No, not at all. And then I also have background with my best friend from high school is gay, and him and his partner, they would take me to Boys Town in the city, mm-hmm. and they would take me to some of the shops, and I saw some of different costumes and underwear. So I guess it didn't even faze me, even though it was meant for, like you said, gay people, but it didn't even faze me when I would see John wearing different things as we started dating. And then when I moved in with him, found it was ironic. I was by myself and unpacking stuff and found a ton of his favorite underwear. Yes. And boxes and boxes of what brand is that? The
which one?
I can't think of the brand name. Not Jockey, but the ones that sell really expensive.
Cock Socks?
Calvin Klein?
I think so. I know I had a stat at the time.
What's the Speedo brand? Is it Speedo?
For the swimwear?
No, for the underwear.
For the underwear? I think I had at the time a bunch of unopened packages of the Joe Boxer brand with thongs.
Oh, yeah.
I had about four of those.
He had more than that. He's not telling the truth. He has two drawers. I'm like trying to put stuff in the dressers. And I'm like, this man has a lot of this underwear.
Okay. Let me kind of back up a little bit and tell a story about this. But well, we dated for a bit and then we were pretty much engaged and we're pretty much about to get engaged. But she moved in with me and she had like a horrendous commute to work. She had like an hour and 15 minute commute where she was working. And I lived like 15, 20 minutes away from her work. So we knew we were going to be together and we were moving towards getting married. She sold her house, moved in with me in my condo, and we put a lot of stuff in storage and then we brought a lot of her stuff to my condo. And I only had a one bedroom condo at the time. So it was over a weekend. And then Monday I was going on the road for work. So I took off on Monday, but Sunday we had this huge amount of boxes in the living room and she was off for work that week. She's safe in her head. So I felt really guilty about going off for work, and she was stuck with this big mound of boxes in my living room. But I came home on Friday after I finished work, and all the boxes were gone. I beat her home, so I'm walking into my condo, and everything's been kind of rearranged. I go into the kitchen to grab a glass of water, and I open up the cabinet door. All my glassware had been moved around, the whole condo got shifted around. I think that's when she found all my big stash of underwear and thongs.
Nice. So,
That's I can awesome. Only imagine her face when she saw that.
She's probably.
I liked him. I thought they accentuate his body very well, and I really like that. And I like the different colors. But over the years, in these past couple of years, he's been getting braver colors and ones that I really like the pink ones. And, my favorite color is purple. He got a purple hair, and in that. They gave him this extra pink, and that's the one I sort of fall in love with. Because you get, like, there's, the shape is there, you can see a little bit more than the purple ones. It's all explained. So it's like, ooh, things. I like those. But then you have the animal print ones, or the tropical one, the tropical pair that I call the little birds on there. I like those.
She likes the prints.
Different things, it's cute.
Prints are awesome. Good. Prints are very good. So I have to ask both of you, because I know both of your husbands have very large collection of underwear. As we know, John already has been outed for having a lot of underwear, but we already knew that about John. So what do you think of his collection now and new underwear coming in? Because, you know, usually women get accused of buying too many shoes.
Yes.
But now the shoe literally is on the other foot, and now it's like under more. What do you think of his underwear collection and buying habits? We'll start with Amanda this time.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's hard because I really can't throw stones here because I'm a terrible budgeter. I spend too much money just in general. So I can't like yell at him for buying like the one, you know, one thing that he likes. But I was just like, is there ever going to be a point where it's like, you've got enough?
Nope.
Like we're good here.
Nope.
And the thing is, but what's funny is that he's still the one that like keeps my underwear drawer stocked. Like he'll be like, oh, I thought you needed some new pairs. So I like still like I bought and now he buys like the ones that I, you know, that I like to wear. He knows, you know, the styles I like and the fit and all that. And then he'll buy like one or two fun ones or, you know, just, oh, try this new style and do this or that, you know, but then it's like often I find that then after I've given a few underwear, all of a sudden like 10 more pairs arrive for him. And I'm like, what just happened?
Smart man.
Yeah, that's right. But no, it's good. Honestly, I think a lot of what comes in for Brandon ends up being like stuff that he's received with promotions or like different to get his opinion on it. And that's really cool. I'd encourage it.
Yeah, I'm pretty tight with my money. So anytime I typically get something, there typically has to be some kind of deal where it really just kind of pushes me over the edge. Like, okay, I can't pass up this sale or, you know, whatever. So I'm you know, still pretty tight with my money. But, and so if I usually make a plunge for something, usually it's worth it because it's some crazy deal.
Well, and you took me to that place in Chicago. I forget what it was called. You probably know.
Ecoist or something like that.
Egoist.
Yeah. Owners there, really cool. Give them a shout out. Like, just great guys. We had, you know, lots of good conversation. That was that weekend that he told me. Like, he was like, and also, I kind of want to go to this store. I mean, it was like trial by fire, okay? But we went to the store and I was looking at all the different, you know, the different pairs and everything. And I mean, I would have been like, yeah, let's get this one and this one. And because I have no control when it comes to shopping. And he'd be like, well, that's really expensive. Yeah. Like, that's, you know, I don't know. And like, I'm going to go get the clearance. And so, it's a good thing that I don't have this obsession.
they usually start at 20 a pair and go up.
Right. Yeah. So, and he's always bragging about the deals that he gets. So. What was the most recent one with that one company?
Oh, so yeah. So Todd Sandfield. So like his stuff is really expensive, but I'll tell you what, his
reward
system is absolutely incredible. I made like one haul like a year or so ago. I think it was maybe on Black Friday or something where he throws out his 35% off thing. And so I got a few pairs just with like all the different incentives he has, like, you know, share something on social media and he'll give you some points. You write a review, write a photo review, write a video review.
And you're just like, I'm going to do it all.
Yeah. So I just like took advantage as much as I could of all the different like ways you can get points. And
you had like $90 to spend.
Yeah.
Or something.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all of a sudden they were like, more pairs coming in, and he's like, but I didn't really pay anything for them. And I'm like, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, holy cow, I'm up to $90 worth of points. And it's only, I've only bought like three pairs on that one sale, three or four pairs.
Oh, yeah. He makes and
so
amazing.
So, anyway, in answer to your question, I've learned to just kind of accept it. Like, apparently, the collection is not going to stop anytime soon.
Nope.
But as long as he's not, you know, making it so we can't, like, pay our mortgage or something, that's cool because I get to benefit because they're sexy and fun and it makes him happy.
That's true. And what about you, Lisa? What do you think of John's collection? Because, you know, there are two things I know John likes, underwear and bourbon, so...
Oh,
yeah, I sometimes rope them in because I worry about our space. Like, where are we going to put this stuff? I already gave out two drawers of mine and it condensed. And so both for the bourbon and the underwear in the space. Yes. That's all. I mean, yes, he tells me about some good deals and we've gotten good deals from going to a place called Soma and a place, Victoria's Secrets.
Nice.
So when you get the deals, you know, that makes a difference.
Oh, yeah. Because it's not cheap, and then you get it in, and oh, yeah. Do you both pick out underwear for your man? Do you go shopping together or shopping online, Lisa? Have you, you know, been like, you need to wear this. I want to see you at this.
We started, I think it's more started to go together again. We ventured into Victoria's Secret, it was last year, and then Soma, the other place that's right across from it, and then I picked out a couple of things that, you know, he can try on, cutting, and like, it's,
I remember. Picked out things for you.
Well, sounds like you picked out things for each other.
That's awesome. Yep.
Yeah, because you guys have a little bit, like, different of the story where you guys like to dabble in more like the fundamental, like kind of stuff where it's, you know, lace and different things like that. Like, you guys like to have fun in that arena as well, besides just like actual like men's underwear that you typically see advertised in like, yeah, Walmarts and normal like department stores.
Well, a little bit.
And we support that 100%.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
I've got a couple of things from Extras and that's about it. So.
Okay. No, that's cool. Fun.
What about you, Amanda? Do you pick out things for him?
So,
have you shopped with him?
So generally he comes to me with, when he's trying to like narrow down his picks, like if he's making a purchase, he'll be like, okay, so these are the ones that I really like, but like, I'm way over like what I should be spending, you know, which ones are your favorites and why and blah, 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 blah. So I'll kind of narrow it down. And occasionally I'll throw a curveball in and be like, ooh, like, but you should get this one. And it's totally just not on the list. So, I mean, there's, you know, there's give and take there. I like, it's funny because we like different things as far as like colors. And I really like tertiary colors, like maroons and teals and things like that. But he really likes the, you know, the really bright, like loud colors, you know, lime green and like, you know, yes, pinks, and which is fine. I mean, I don't, again, this, it's so not about me, you know, that it's, I want him to have what he wants. But every once in a while, I'll throw one in and be like, I really want to see you in this one.
Well, so, that's important to me as well.
Yeah. And I mean, he definitely is like, oh, all right, well, if you like one. Because I mean, just the fact that I, you know, am excited about a pair, he's like, all right.
Yes. I think that's the important thing with underwear, no matter which orientation you are, straight, gay, or bi, that your partner love it on you. Because so many do not have such a partner in across the spectrum that it's like when you find someone who really gets into it, it's really fun. You don't feel like, oh, I'm doing this and they don't really care. So that's great to hear because I know there are a lot of gay couples where it's like one's into it and the other's like, whatever. So, you know, it goes both ways. Even though you think all gay men would be in underwear, they're not. Trust me. I know.
Well, no, because all straight women aren't either. Like, no. I'm not into thongs. Like, I'm not. I mean, for him, sure. Like, I'll wear them for him. But, like, it's just not my thing. And he's okay with that. And that's what I had to remind myself is, like, he lets me be myself. And honestly, he could show up in a paper bag and it doesn't matter because I love him. Like, you know, I don't really care. Like, if he wants to accessorize himself, you know, in certain ways, like, I think that that's great. And I think it's cool because he supports that for me as well. But, you know, ultimately we can just be, you know, naked and fine with that too.
That's always good too. No one's complaining about that. So I know John wears like thongs and swimwear to the beach. And has for a while, because you have Hollywood Beach up there that you go to, which is amazing, so I hear.
Yep.
And you guys go sometimes in the summer, I remember you telling me, which is amazing. And, of course, there are more thongers there now. And you have
what, you don't do the polar bear plunge in it there, John?
Oh. No. Way too cold for that.
Oh, no. Not heat.
Too much shrinkage.
Too much. Cold. I don't even want to go outside and anything in that.
I don't care about the shrinkage or anything. It's just it's freezing cold in that lake.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid of damage from that lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, the lake.
Definitely.
But I actually have decided I'm going to do the Speedo Santa run in Chicago this year. So, So I'm going to do that.
See, so I would
talk about that a little bit.
I would do that, but it involves running. And yeah, I don't run.
Mm-mm. Well, they do it every year. I don't know a whole lot about it. I've seen they actually advertised it with some billboards at Hollywood Beach this past summer where you could sign up on the spot. I don't, with all the swimmer I own, I actually don't even own a red Speedo. So that's something I'm going to have to buy.
Shopping!
You know,
you gotta buy one with a white band so it looks like a Santa hat upside down.
Fur on there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'll rock the Santa hat. That's cool. I could do that.
Someone will make a Santa Speedo, I will tell you, someone probably out there makes it with a little fur on the trim. I'm sure of
it. That's what we noticed that day was like 90-some degrees. And I'm like, why are all these guys walking around with looks like Santa hats as far as swim trunks? And then we realized they were advertising for the run. They were trying to do the, you will sign up. So I was like, oh.
You got to put on some Kobe Calais. Christmas in the sand.
So it's a mile because it's so cold in December in Chicago. So they only do it for a mile, but it's still, you know.
I think it's like 5K here. And I think that some sadist came up with that. It's not exactly warm here in December in Atlanta, but it's not exactly cold, but I don't consider it Speedo weather. So why they pick 5K? I'm just like, no one wants to run that far. If they do, they're sick in the head. I'm sorry.
Amen. No, right there with you.
I only run if I'm being chased, and it really depends on who's doing the chasing.
Yes. So true.
I'm like, no, ma'am. Mm-mm.
As long as whoever you're with is just a little slower than you, like, you're good.
I'm the slowest because I'm like, I'm not running. I'm walking. Bye. So have you and Andrew experimented with swimwear yet, or is it just underwear?
No, that is the big upcoming thing for this summer. He's gotten a couple of pairs, and I know that he is for sure going to go. I will probably accompany him, but I don't. Like, he's trying to get me to wear something more, and I'm just like, I can't do it. And it has nothing to do with, like, anyone else. It's all just my own, like, insecurities, which I know and working on, but no, I fully, like, support that. I think, you know, there has been, like, I think right now I'm in this place where I'm like, okay, it's good at, you know, particular beaches and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I think having, I don't know, I'm at that place where I'm trying to decide how I would feel about it, like, in, like, our kids' faces, not him, like, whatever, but anyone, just, walking around like wearing thongs all over the place in front of my kids. I'm like, not sure how I feel about that. And maybe that's weird and stuck up. And I don't know. It's something I'm sort of processing right now, because I know that there are couples and places around the world, probably other countries, where it's a lot more accepted and a lot more the norm. And so I think, you know, here I'm like, I don't know. But as far as like, you know, where he wants to go this summer, that was And I'm definitely like down for that. I think it'd be really fun. And, you know, why not? Nice.
And what are you planning to wear, Andrew?
So right now I've got two pairs. One I just got off of Amazon. It's like a cheeky kind of thong pair to it. And then I got, I don't know how to say it, Sucru.
Yeah, no one knows how to say it.
Sucru.
Yeah, something like that. So it's a Sucru green thong, swim thong that I'm excited to try out.
Well, if you do go to Hollywood Beach, it is Chris, who's on our podcast, who lives right near there, who's been going forever wearing thongs. It doubles every year, so there should be a good group of thongers there. And, you know, he takes his magic, I call it his magic bag of thongs, so other guys can try them, and he's gotten, he's the Goodwill thong ambassador, I think.
So, yeah, there's a lot of guys wearing them there. I was just kind of shocked last summer. It was just thongs and Speedos everywhere you turn your head.
Yeah, and it keeps growing. That's probably the biggest place in the country right now for it. That's pretty open, because everyone else either goes to like Hollover, which is the nude beach in Florida, or Black's Beach in San Diego, which is another nude beach. And then a lot of guys are going to Las Vegas, of all places, and wearing them. And the casinos have no problem with it.
Sure. So, yeah, that makes sense.
So they used to, the Wynn used to, or Encore, but now I don't think they really care anymore. So yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah,
If you guys don't mind, I'd love to hear like Lisa's perspective of how you guys started like shopping for different kind of things. That's to kind of expand the wardrobe selection of underwear, and how that came about. For
when you say what things, what are you getting at? Kind of like the
silk underwear and lace and all that, those kind of.
The sexiest side of underwear.
That kind of happened as a weird fluke in a way. It was kind of the story about that started where I think it was like a Friday night. We were like in the mood to go out, and like all of our friends are, you know, have kids. They're all married and have kids. So we were like wanting to go out and do, you know, go out for drinks. And a couple weeks prior, Lisa was joking around with me like what I would look like wearing makeup. And she's like, oh, I'd love to put makeup on you. And she was laughing and kind of teasing me about it. I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. I'm like, forget it. So,
yeah, famous last words.
Yeah, a couple of weeks later, we're in the kitchen, kind of catching up on each other's days. We're trying to find enough people to go out with. And everybody's busy. Everybody's got kids that are sick or doing something with their families. So it's like we just wanted to get out of the house. And she was kind of a little bummed that we couldn't go out and do anything. And I could just tell it was like really bothering her. And I'm like, oh, okay, what can I do to cheer her up? So I'm like, hey, remember a couple of weeks ago you would have put makeup on me? And she's like, yeah. And I said, well, I'll let you do it if it'll be, if I can get a smile out of you. So
he's got great eyelashes. That's what I noticed. Nice. So it's like, no, you know, if you had mascara on your eyelid, that's the running joke. It's like, oh, if you put mascara, they'd be even more long. I'm like, whoo.
So next thing you know, we're in like her bathroom, and she's pulling out all kinds of like makeup and this, and I don't even know what all this stuff is called, mascara, eyeliner. And I'm just like standing there with my eyes closed while she's going to town, hitting me with brushes all over my face. And at the end of it, she's like, okay, open your eyes. And I look just completely different. You know, I'm so used to seeing my same look in the mirror day after day. And then I see myself done up with like, you know, my skin was totally smooth. My eyes popped. My lashes look like they're doubled in length. And then we kind of joked around with the lingerie, and then she reaches in her dresser drawer, pulls out a pair of red lace stains, and she's like, here, put these on. Nice. So we were just laughing, having fun. And that's so I funny. Just went ahead and I did. And there was like no room for the junk in front at all. So I just let it all hang out to one side. So we were just kind of laughing about it. And that's kind of how that started.
So you guys got his interest in the lace and the different things.
You know, I didn't get laid that night. So that, you know, that was a
hey, it's worth
we
it.
Were just having fun. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything. You know, we were just laughing the entire time you were doing this. So that's just kind of how that started.
Nice.
Yeah. So it just kind of came together organically.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yes. John told that story in depth when we first had our podcast. Or no, you didn't tell that on that. You told me before that.
Yeah.
No, I think. I told you off.
Yes.
Off the podcast.
Yes, it was off the podcast.
I remember. No, it's on the podcast.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it. But
yeah,
I remember hearing it. I remember that one specifically. I thought it was amazing. And so when I heard that I could talk to Lisa as well, I wanted to kind of get her perspective on that whole story and what was going through her brain when that kind of came about.
Yeah, it was just like, I just threw the parrot on the like, hey, just as a joke, like, here, tie this on. And he's like, oh. And then, again, it was made for a female body. So, like, oh, we got to get you male ones.
My ass did look great in them, by the way.
They do make male ones now. A whole industry has popped up. So
yeah, it definitely has. It's really has exploded the last few years.
Yeah, we had Christina. She owns Body Aware and X-Dress. And she was talking how they got started. They actually got their start because they were on the cover of the April Fool's edition of a London paper of these men wearing lingerie. And everyone thought it was a joke. Then they found out it wasn't. And she said our phone lines went crazy. Everyone wanted our catalog then. And it was all members of Parliament and all these upper crust people over there. So it was really interesting. Now it's everybody. Everybody's loving it across the sexual spectrum. Straight, gay, bi, everyone's getting into lingerie, which is very interesting and very fun. There are no rules now in underwear for men. It's going away for the people who love it and their partners, but for the general society, it's still kind of like, I don't think you should wear that. And I'm like, I don't think I asked your opinion, so thank you.
Oh, snap.
No one cares what you think, so go away.
Yeah.
But it's changing, so.
So you guys mentioned that you guys will go to, like, Soma and Victoria's Secret and stuff and, like, shop for, like, both of you guys?
Mostly Lisa.
I was going to say,
they got... It's not here, guys.
So there are some that are stretchable, that are very comfortable, that he likes, so...
Yeah, no, I've definitely have seen some guys that they like swear by certain pairs from like Victoria's Secret that they're like, hey, it holds everything and it feels amazing. And there are like certain, like something I've noticed, there is certain materials that they use more for women's underwear that seem like so much softer than certain ones you can get for guys. Like, and I feel like actually that's, I got a pair coming in the mail that has more of that seamless kind of fabric they use a lot in like women's underwear that you don't see as much for guys. And so I'm interested to see.
Is it As We Move?
So As We Move is definitely one I wanted to try.
Yeah, I saw those the other day and I was like, ooh.
but they're so expensive.
there are a lot out there that are expensive. Like, one of my favorites is Greg Home, which is amazing, lasts forever. But when you
French.
Pay, well, they're out of Montreal, so. But
yeah, well, they're French, yeah.
But they get like Italian fabrics, all this stuff, and it's the sexy underwear. Because I say there's underwear that is designed to come off, because it's not being designed to be on long, because it's for fun times.
Yes.
And this is underwear that's made like everyday underwear that you can wear all day and still feel good in it. It's amazing what they do with underwear, but it's very expensive. It can be like $50, $60 a pair and go up from there. But
the horse. Gosh.
But it's worth it. It will last you a good 10, 12 years. Easy.
I'm actually wearing one right now.
Ah, great home.
Yeah.
Which one are you wearing?
Yeah, let's see.
I knew you were going to ask me what collection. I can't remember exactly what collection, but we were in Canada this last summer, and I didn't own any Greg Home yet, and we found an adult store to jump into, and they had some, of course, because it's Canada, and it's a Canada brand, and I was able to... Yeah, I looked through a few and I was like, it's vacation. I'm in Canada. Let's get the Canada brand. And I've always wanted Greg Home. So yeah, I ended up making the plunge for a pair.
Well, if you ever see the Torrid line, it looks super tiny. It is like the smallest pair of underwear you have ever seen, but it stretches like nothing you've ever seen. Because when you look at it, you're like, I am not going to be able to fit in this. And then the magic fabric just like bam, and you're like, oh my God, this is so comfortable. This
is amazing. Definitely on my bucket list.
This is amazing.
Oh, yeah, those are cool. I've got my phone out. I'm looking.
Those are, but when you see them, they look like they're like 5 inches or 6 inches.
Like a nylon, like a pantyhose.
Yeah, and then you put it on, and it's like, oh, it does stretch. So it's amazing what they do. Yeah.
It's cool.
Crazy. And they do all sorts of crazy stuff that no other brand does. And just their craftsmanship is amazing. So you will not be disappointed with them. I promise.
You're not supposed to be telling them to get tons more, Tim. Come on. Well,
shop their clearance when they have it.
And there we go.
You can get some deals with that. And like International Jock does, I think they have them too, and they have a good clearance. So nice. That's another one to check out.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because every once in a while, my wife will be looking at something or whatever, and she's showing me something, and then like a commercial ad comes on. And
freaking Taz Sandfield every freaking time.
Every time there's like an underwear brand. Like, I'm so sorry. It's because I'm always shopping and looking. And so then
Taz Sandfield finds his way into my Facebook page like every day. And I'm like, why?
He has changed his brand so much. It's amazing to see him grow. So his underwear now is just amazing. So
yeah, I absolutely love the Defiant collection.
I haven't tried the swimwear, but that's on my list. But I definitely want more of his. Now I'm going to have to check out the rewards program because I'm going to be writing reviews, doing all sorts of stuff. Hello.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
What has been you guys' favorite pair on your guy? Do you know the brand? Either one of you?
Oh, God.
Do you have
you go, Lisa.
I don't know the brands. I would say the ones that I really, really liked for a long time are those pinks. Well, brand was there.
I think it was an Andrew Christian one that I had. And then it was a pink Andrew Christian one. And then there was the brand Amid Love off Amazon. There was a multi-pack that had like a purple, had a pink bikini in with some other colors.
Yeah. Told me that. And you're like, she liked the pink better. And I'm like, well... go with the pink.
Exactly. Yeah. And mine is this one. I think I picked it out.
Yeah.
It was just so, it was kind of like so out there that I was like, okay, you have to get this. It was from, what is this? Oh, Breedwell. Okay. But it was like.
It's a jock boxer brief.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a combo. Yeah, it's like some sort of combination thing. That it was just really cool. I don't know. Had a lot going on.
We went to Colorado last New Year's, not a month ago or so.
Is this?
A year ago.
Yeah. They called it a hybrid shock.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Or whatever.
And they had some of these in the store, and it was just so unique and different. I've never seen pretty much a jackstrap and a boxer brief combined.
But like with no back. I don't know. It's just cool. I was like, this is really wild.
It's sort of like a mini pair of chaps, you know, like a short thing.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Well, it had a pocket, and I just remember being like, why?
That's so when you go to the bar, you can put your credit card and your ID in.
Yeah, I know. That's what they said. The owners were like, well, yeah.
So we stopped at the store there, and that's exactly what the owners said. They're like, yeah, so you can, you know, put your ID and everything in there.
Yeah, the Circuit boys and the rave boys and the EDM boys wear it so they can keep their ID and stuff in there and still have it and not have to worry about losing it.
Yeah, but I was like totally here for it. I was like, this is the most wild pair of underwear I've ever seen. You should get it. It's essentially lingerie. Like, it's just what it is. Like, and I was like, this is awesome. Like, but it still felt, to me, it still felt like manly. I don't know. I saw it and I was like, I like this. This is great.
Well, they're the ones that have LED lights on their stuff too. So certain ones, like the harnesses and certain of the underwear, do light up, and it's just for, you know, going out to the rave and
The glow gear. I see it.
I'm like, you knock yourself out. I'm too old for that now. And you have fun.
We're in bed by 9. Thank you.
That's me. And I'm like, sorry, it gets going too late. We were having that talk this weekend. Lana doesn't get going until 1 a.m. And I'm like, I'm in bed by 11. Sorry. If it can't be done before then, I'm staying home.
Oh, man.
I'm old. I really can't.
Yeah, I always look forward to bedtime because he says goodnight because we go to bed at different times. And then it's like, okay, what underwear do you have on today? And he shows off, so I get to see all the different. Too. Like, ooh, 12.
Yep, same.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
That's incredible.
That's exciting. So it's not like it's all different. That's what I love about it. So when you say I have a favorite pair, I really don't because I love them all. I mean, there's not one that I've said, oh, that doesn't look good on you. So it's fun. It's fun because it's not boxers. Because like I said, that's what I think our generation just sort of like, that's what everybody wears. And so this is more fun. This is
By far. For sure. Boxers should not be worn by anybody, in my opinion. I call them a diaper.
But hey, if there are women out there that really want to wear boxers,
women can wear them all they want to. I say women, go for it. But it offers no support to a man. So I don't know why you would wear a boxer. Just go without.
I have always wondered about that, honestly. Like, just in general, like, do men just have a ton of chafing all the time then? Because that just sounds unpleasant.
It is unpleasant as someone who's only worn one pair in their life, and that was enough. I was like, never again. This is the most uncomfortable experience in my entire life.
I completely agree with you, Tim. That's exactly what I thought the first time I wore them, because I was like adjusting myself every time I get up and down the chair.
Zero support.
It's miserable. I don't see how people, I'm just like, why? They ride up, they bunch up. It's like a big diaper in your
pants. They're not even like, smooth or slippery. They're just like cotton. Yeah. Like, doesn't that stick to every other material you wear?
Yes.
Like, what? It's basically a liner for your pants.
Well.
Like, that's all it is.
Just go without.
Pretty much, yeah.
The only pass you get if you wear silk boxers, I will let that pass. But that's rare.
People don't wear my fair share.
Yeah, that was the first stage, yeah?
Yeah, I would say so.
Silk boxers.
Yeah.
They don't have them much anymore. You haven't seen them like you used to.
Yeah, that was like a early 2000s thing, I feel like.
I feel like you have to shop in like the old man section or something for that.
Old man section or maybe some adult store somewhere. I don't know.
Maybe. Like as a gag, like here's your silk pajamas gift.
So, I just did a show where I was like, yeah, when I grew up, boxers were grandpa underwear. Your grandpa wore them. No one else wore them. And now all the kids wear them, and they're just the biggest thing ever. And I'm like, I'll pass. Thanks. I'll stick with my bikinis and whatnot.
Well, what's your favorite pair? Because I haven't had the pleasure of, like, listening to your podcast.
That's a good question.
Or, well, probably style. My you can narrow it to style.
Favorite pair I've ever owned was the Cox Socks bikini and the leopard print. That was my favorite one I've ever gotten. And I still have it somewhere around here. But I got two of them. So when one wore out, I'd have another one. And then bikinis are good. Cock socks are going to wear. Let's see, who else do I wear? Todd Sandfield is a new favorite. Also, Greg Holm when I can afford it because it's too damn expensive, but it's amazing. And that's my favorite. So,
is your favorite style bikini then?
Yes.
Okay.
I've worn them since I was 13, so.
Wow.
And
good for you.
Never looked back because I hated everything else. I'm like, where have these been? These are what I need now.
Yeah.
So, and it drove everyone I know crazy because they're like, what are you wearing? And I'm like, none of your business.
Good for you. I mean, that kind of confidence that takes balls.
Oh, yeah. So I wore them and loved them and still do. And in the 2000s, it was hard to find them, but I found them, kept going on them. And now we're in the renaissance of men's underwear where everything's coming out and crazy stuff every time you turn around, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So very happy and ecstatic and swimwear. And we'll have to get a report on when Andrew goes out in the thong for swimwear.
That's right. So
maybe we can meet up with John and Lisa or something.
There you go.
Yeah, we can do that.
As long as Lisa doesn't expect me to wear anything. I don't have the confidence in my body for that. I've got all the confidence in the world in every other area of my life.
Well, just show off the boys and just call it even. Let them do it.
There you go.
Perfect.
Objectify them for once. They'll both like it. I don't think they will complain at all.
No.
Especially if they get to wear their thongs. It'll be like, all right, yay. And no one cares there. So just objectify them all day long.
All right.
And wear whatever you want to. And don't let them tell you what to wear. It's like, it's your day. Go wear your thong.
That's right.
Yay, go play in the water. And we're going to stay here and just relax.
Bring me some lemonade.
See, she's got it.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That wraps up all my questions I can think of. I know I have like 10,000 when I go to edit it.
Naturally.
Oh, yeah. Should I?
Part two.
Part two we'll have to do, especially after the thong wearing this summer. Sure. Because John's worn them many times at the beach and beaches, I should say. So we know all about John. So now we'll just have to break Andrew into the thong wearing this summer.
There we go.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
So well, make sure it happens.
Once you get your first thong tan line, you'll be hooked.
Yes. No more weird. But you have to wear flip flops. The other kind of thongs.
Thong. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I can't get him to stop wearing socks all the time.
Well,
socks and tennis shoes in the summer. I'm like, no. Feet are white.
You know, she's got a point there, especially if you could lay out. You got to have the tan feet. Can't have tan lines anywhere other than where it's supposed to be, especially with the thong.
Still has his bikini line down like the from the inside.
That's amazing. Well, and we're putting in a pool this year in the spring.
Oh, nice. I'm jealous already.
We'll have to host an adults only weekend.
So that's
right. See, there you go.
Well, a friend of mine has his own pool, and his kids are old. They're older because they're in their teens, and he wears his Speedos normally, but he wears his thongs when no one's home.
Uh-oh.
And well, he was laying face down on a float in the pool, and his youngest son came home and saw him in the pool, and the son goes, because he had a Speedo tan line with the thong, he goes, "You've got an incredible tan line," and then walked away.
I swear our kids, like, they're of the generation that's just not gonna care. Like, they aren't gonna care. They're gonna be like, yeah, do you. I mean, seriously, I always thought it was just one of our kids that was really obsessed with, like, you do you and, like, be yourself. But when I went in for the Valentine party, like, a ton of kids had decorated their Valentine boxes with be yourself. Like, be you and do what makes you happy. And I was like, man, it's looking up.
Well, we needed that when I was in school.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we're always kind of just preaching acceptance and loving everyone.
We are, for sure, but it seems like a lot more people are.
Yeah, it seems like that's becoming more
normalized. Just apply that to thong underwear for men and bikinis, and we'll get along great.
Right.
Well, I was just telling my wife about, I saw a couple on Instagram the last day or so. I can't remember their handle. I guess I can give it to you afterwards. You can put it in the show notes or something. It's this couple from Belgium that wear swimsuits all the time. They go to the beach all the time, and they do it with their kids all the time.
Oh, interesting.
And they're like, their kids don't know any different.
Nope.
That this isn't any, you know, it's not weird or anything. And like they just do their best to just normalize thongs for their family. And I thought it was the coolest thing. And
for you, Nikki, are you? We live in a multi-generational home. My mom lives with us also. So I was just going to ask him if he was going to go ahead and do that this summer and just start normalizing it for our kids and my mother. Because
mother will be interesting. Although Patrick, who used to be on the podcast, his kids go through his underwear drawer.
And the one who that throws them all around the room and stuff. I've heard about him.
And they call him Tarzan because that's what Tarzan wears. So, you know, that's Patrick. He's amazing. Oh, so, yeah. What are you going
to
do?
Well, I've been to Europe and I was in the beaches in Turkey and been to the Netherlands. And it's just normal there. It's just, it's not a deal.
Right.
You know, it's not a big deal.
Right.
So we're working on that here. One person.
Canada's similar in some places as well. I mean, we went to the rec center and there was like a teenage girl just like babysitting kids. You could tell they weren't hers, like, you know, but she just walked around in a thong swimsuit and, you know, it was just like, okay, like nobody cared. Nobody was like ogling her or like, you know, and I just thought, why can we not be this way in the U.S.? Can we not?
Exactly.
You know, can we just not over sexualize absolutely everything and just support people for whatever choices they make?
We're working on that. We're hopefully getting there.
Yeah. Yes.
One person at a time through the podcast. So
that's right.
Might take us a while, but
we'll get there.
But cool. Well, thank you all for coming on. Since we're at an hour, this is so much fun. So we'll go through our normal goodbyes. John, where can they find you online?
I am on Instagram at John Drinks Bourbon.
Yay. That's when you told me that, I was like, that makes total sense. Good for you. And Andrew, where can they find you?
Instagram and Twitter, or X, at Underwear Review 1. And the R between underwear and review is shared.
That's right.
Just one R.
Because I have to remember that when I do the show notes because I messed people up last week and people got upset. And I'm like, I pasted that. Sorry, that was not me. That was Twitter. Leave me alone. So
I think it always makes it confusing because my blog, I think, has two R's and there's no number one at the end. Because
somebody.
That's what I started with.
Well,
that's what I started with was that one. And then when I went to Twitter and make the Twitter account, that one was taken.
Of course.
And I was like, oh boy.
And they probably abandoned it like 15 years ago. And
right.
Probably.
Some robot.
I know how that is. Well, thank you all for coming on. We'll have to do a part two at the end of the summer, like I said, and have another conversation. It was good. Thank you, John and Lisa. Y'all were amazing. And I'm trying to get to Chicago this year, so we'll see how that goes. I have too many people to see in Chicago because John, you both are on the list, and Chris, and I have about four other people. And I'm like, good Lord, I know a lot of people in Chicago for never having been.
Well, we're only an hour away, so.
So come on, we'll just
all meet up at Hollywood Beach.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the place to go, obviously, in Chicago. That and pizza.
That's a good.
Just try to bring some friends and make sure that one guy is there. We can see if we can convert them.
Oh, Chris will definitely be there, and he has many. He either does a wardrobe change, or people's like, I'm going to try a thong. Here you go. Try this.
There we go. We'll bring some of your money.
So just bring extras, and you'll make friends. I'm just telling
there
you.
There we go.
So
that's great.
Thank you all for joining us, everyone. Thanks for listening. We will definitely have a new show soon, because I have, as of this, 9 to edit. So you have plenty lasting you through April now. So enjoy whenever this comes out, which will probably be who knows when. I have to look at the schedule. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you hear, consider supporting us at Patreon at patreon.com/UNBblog. Follow us on social media. You can follow the blog at UNBblog on Twitter and Instagram. Read the blog at unbblog.com. Also follow me if you like art or anything else fun in underwear at UNBTim on Instagram and also Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more podcasts at you very soon. Bye.